This is Twit.
I've talked to a couple of authors before, and a few who actually have incredibly successful books. And they've all said the same thing, which is right before they got successful, they talked to someone, be it an editor or a producer or someone else, who said, listen, give me your baby. I'm going to mangle your baby. You're going to hate what I do to it, but it's going to make it sell. It's going to make it more pitchable. And every single one of them has said, and after that, it sold. And it's that whole idea of you can't see the flaws in the thing that you've created because you created it. Do you see that? I mean, is that part of your creative process where you have to be able to hand it off to someone and just see them draw the red line through it and say, oh, this is okay. This is part of it.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, one of the things that at UCLA, you're there 2 to 3 years for three quarters. Every quarter, you're writing a script. You're either writing a pilot or a feature, like a 90 to 120 page script every quarter. And most of those classes, the way they work, you're presenting material every class that is being read in the room and then getting reactions. So if you're not comfortable with feedback, then it's a nightmare. It's a total nightmare. But I kind of like it. I mean, I'm not always good at it. There's certainly times when I'm holding close to something that I need to let go of. But so usually what I find, like with the producer I'm working with, the first set of notes after a new draft are devastating. Just like, oh, it just is like getting punched in the face, or like over and over. And then I'm supposed to just be like, excellent, and walk away and deal with it. But the next day, it really is usually like 24 hours. And then the next day it's like, okay, here are 15 ideas based on the notes that she gave me. You know, it's like, it's the process starts again. And honestly, it's funny. I just showed this draft to a friend of mine. And I haven't looked at it in a while because we're kind of waiting on the network to give notes. And I just wanted to see what a friend thought of it. And he had like, basically in a really polite way, his note was, the middle of this is boring. Nothing happens. And I was like, that's like that. I've worked on that for months, you know, and the network wanted that. And then I'm rereading it and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, some of that's probably true. And we'll see what the network says. It's really for them to make those sorts of calls. But so there's always, it's painful, but then it's exciting because you see like you were too close to it. And now you see like, oh, my gosh, there's so much to change, but so many new possibilities that might emerge.